News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, so we get this whole situation going on now with the endorsement, unendorsement, re-endorsement of the opposition that you had previously said was the Liz Cheney of Alabama. So listen, by the way, let me just make sure I'm clear. I don't endorse on this show, all right? I endorse conservatism, period. But I don't go out there and claim a candidate as the one that everybody should vote for. In my position, I don't think it's appropriate right now for me to do that. It's a position that I just don't choose to take on the show. But you can tell where my positions are in terms of conservative values, I hope. I mean, obviously, it's solid conservative and just plain right, right? That being said, I'll just be honest with you. This whole thing just stinks. I had a caller, or one of our listeners actually just text me. Just call him Josh from North Alabama. He said, this endorsement debacle brings to mind the old saying, quote, die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. He says Trump went from drain the swamp to endorsing someone who is already a cynical power player before she even gets to Washington. God, it's true. So Katie Britt has already shown that she's willing to go out there and be a power broker and step into someone else's endorsement while they still had it. Literally flew down to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump to seek his endorsement while the endorsement was already in the hands of someone else. If that's not power broker play, I don't know what is. I got a quick time for a call real quick. Line 3, Donald from Madison. Hey, Donald, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm not real happy about the situation with the endorsement going to Katie Brooks. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to always say that the media could never separate Trump from his base. Only he could do that. And you know, to me, this is really starting to drive a wedge.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, man. I think I said earlier, I feel like he's hurting his own brand right here in Alabama.
Yeah.
Maybe in some places it's still solid. And you know, by and large, I think most people wish we had Trump in office right now. Certainly do. But being the kingmaker who does this kind of thing, you're right, Donald. Hey, Donald, we had to go straight to a break, so I apologize for the short phone call there. But thanks for the call, and yeah, I agree with you. Rush Limbaugh used to say only Trump could hurt his own brand. I guess I'm paraphrasing there, but the reality or separate himself from his base. I think he's driving a wedge right now. I think some are going to see this as just being the gross thing that I just described it as. We'll keep talking about it. You want to call in and talk, 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So it is time now, 4:36 p.m. Some of y'all may be thinking, all right, I'm headed to the house pretty soon here, but tomorrow morning when I'm coming back into work, I am so tired of the usual biscuit. I'm so tired of the usual fast food coffee. I'm so tired of drinking the stuff in the break room. Let me just suggest something to you. On your way in, give yourself an extra minute and go by one of two locations of Just Love Coffee Cafe. I've been to both of them. I like both of them. I don't know which one's my favorite, but the bottom line is this. Just Love Coffee Cafe, man, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yes, they've got all kinds of stuff there, but you coming into work in the morning and breakfast, grab yourself some waffles. Get yourself a biscuit to go. And by the way, these are not normal biscuits. Get you a womlet, which is an omelet with everything in it cooked in a waffle iron. Oh, yeah. And on top of that, get you a cappuccino, an espresso, a latte. Or for that matter, just have them grind some fresh beans and make you a fresh, hot cup of award-winning dry roast coffee. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, Copper, I'm opening the phone lines up, so watch those phones. So, hey, listen, you want to call in? I want to hear what y'all think about this endorsement thing. We got some time. I'll take your calls, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. What do you think? I mean, and by the way, I'm not opposed. I mean, me, I think it feels gross, this kind of this this, hey, I'm going to diss on Katie Britt and call her the Liz Cheney of Alabama, and Mo Brooks is my guy, and we're all in for him, and then no, Mo Brooks is not my guy, and now it's all Katie Britt. Does this weaken the brand? Does this help her campaign? For that matter, I'll be honest with you, does this help the Mo Brooks campaign? I mean, I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find that Mo gets some sympathy votes out of this. Just my thought. I'm not going to be a bit surprised. Okay, listen, as I talk through this, as some of the phones, I think the calls may be coming in, but listen, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. So yeah, story off the Daily Beast. Phil, did you go to the Daily Beast? Yes. Yes, I did. Why? Because they're talking about it. Daily Beast has an article that says, yeah, this endorsement did not leave all of Trump world willing to back Britt. Very clear. I mentioned it earlier with Mo Brooks on the line, but Fox News host Mark Levin, whose show follows my show, he'll be on right after me, every day, as a matter of fact. The words out of his mouth, actually on his Twitter account, were, this is a gut punch. He said, very disappointing. Britt is a McConnell-supported rhino praised by the head of the Alabama Democrat Party. I hope Mo Brooks can pull it off. Lord knows we need his conservative voice and vote in the Senate. That's the direct quote from Mark Levin. Wow. Another former Trump spokesperson, Katrina Pearson, I don't know her, but she apparently had a position in the Trump administration. She's writing this Katie Britt, and she was sharing an article talking about Katie Britt being an establishment person. This Katie Britt? Of course he did. Another pro-Trump writer named Ryan Gadurski had a quote to say about it that I'm not going to read on the air. And then, you know, it just went on from there. Even down to the point that, you know, the interesting thing is Trump said in his endorsement, the opposition says Katie is close to Mitch McConnell, but actually she is not. In fact, she believes that McConnell put Mike Durant in the race to stop her, which is very possibly true. Then why did Mitch McConnell just spend millions of dollars from his leadership pack on her campaign? That makes no sense, sir. Listen, I understand you can endorse who you want to. I think the better part of valor in this case would have been just stay out of it at this point. If you don't want to endorse Mo Brooks, you don't jump over to the person that you've been insulting all along. Copper, when you get a second, you said you had a caller with a question. I'll take that whenever you're ready and let me know. And I know you got another caller coming in. Yeah, it's just a weird situation. Hey, Copper, what was the question, first of all, before I take that call on line five? What was the question that somebody called in and said to pass the question along to me?
Annette, he said, why do our veterans only get 2 days while Pride Month gets 30?
Well, I will say this. For Pride Month, you don't get off of work. But at least for the veterans, you know, everything closes down and you get the day off. Great point. All right. Hey, let me jump over to line five. Line five, Tom from Huntsville. Hey, Tom, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Williams.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to reply to your request to people call and give their comments on the endorsement on endorsement.
Yes, sir.
And so actually, I fulfill one of your other interests. I am a recent immigrant to Alabama from Illinois. And I'm a Mo Brooks supporter, and I'm not changing for Donald Trump or anyone else. I'm not for Katie Britt ever. I've sort of been watching Mo Brooks for a long time. And I'm kind of disappointed in Mr. Trump, and if he doesn't come out with some reason for his actions, I might just be not a Trump supporter anymore. If he runs for president, I don't think I will vote for him. Mr. Brooks, he's done a great job for Alabama. I've watched over the years, and I think if people to reject Mo Brooks in Alabama is very disloyal to a guy who has done a good job for you guys for many years. That's all I want to say. And if you have any questions for me, since I'm come from a liberal state and moved to Alabama, I realize you might not have time, but feel free to ask.
Well, I tell you what, I'll ask you a quick, first of all, I'll say this, welcome to Alabama. We're glad you're here. Secondly, yes, sir. And secondly, let me just ask you real quick, because I do have three other callers waiting, but let me ask you real quick, what drew you to move to Alabama? Was it family? Was it just something about the environment? What'd you move here for?
Well, basically, I'd say two things, family and the conservative state of Alabama. The only reason I was in Illinois was because of a job and a situation that I could not avoid, but I hate Illinois politics. I was there for work reasons only. I hated every minute, and I dislike the state now. Dick Durbin, the senator from Alabama, his people will never pick up a phone if you call into his office to leave your comments. Wow. They are unresponsive. The representatives, I was from the Chicago area, and the representatives, the senators, they don't care what you think. Unless you're a communist.
Well, I appreciate you, and thanks, sir. Thanks for calling in. And listen, stay in the audience, and welcome to Alabama. Let me jump on some other calls, but you have a great day, sir. All right, Copper. I'm sorry. Copper, go ahead and tell me who's next. Go ahead and highlight the name that came in order. I wasn't paying. Oh, there we go. Line three, Jimmy from Hartsel. Hey, Jimmy, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Phil. You doing good?
I'm good, sir. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Just want to let you know you and Copper and Birdman have an excellent product, and we certainly do appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. In 2016 and 2020, I voted for Donald Trump. I had his stickers on my vehicle. I am a Mo Brooks supporter, and now I have a DeSantis 2024 sticker on my truck. I'm done with Donald Trump.
I don't think you're alone in that, but all right, sir. Hey, fair enough. Jimmy, I appreciate you, and thank you for being in the audience. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Hey, Copper, let me grab line four first. I'll go ahead and do that one real quick. Josh from North Alabama. Josh, how you doing today?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I was just following up on my text earlier about dying a hero or living long enough to be a villain.
Yeah.
We're really seeing that everything about draining the swamp no longer matters with Trump. It's more about staying in the power games. The whole Game of Thrones atmosphere that you see from the McConnells and the Pelosi's of the world, because Katie Britt exemplifies all of that. The questionable money she's taken from PACs all over the nation, the gas tax, really her party means nothing. There's no real central core values that seem to be extolled as opposed to just what's convenient. And so Trump has now really kind of moved from the man who wants to drain the swamp to really propping up the swamp farmers, if you will.
Wow. The propping up the swamp farmers. All right. I like it. Hey, perfect point. Well put. And what was the quote at the beginning there? Just die a hero or just live long enough to be a villain?
Yeah, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself be the villain.
Wow. All right. Hey, Josh, thanks so much. And we'll call again anytime. All right. Let me grab another one, Copper. I got time. We're running good. The phones are alive, folks. You want to call in 866-494-9866. I love this audience. Line two, is that Anon from Huntsville?
Ooh, yes, it is. You'll probably recognize my voice, but I've made a promise not to disclose this information under my name, which
gotcha.
Is that. The Republican Madison County's men's club this weekend is having a lot of the runoff people there. One person is not going to be there. And I will let you guess her name, like the one that dodged the debate.
Wow. So, all right. So, yeah, so I guess there's one of our frequent flyers who chose to remain anonymous for this particular call. But, yeah, it appears that from what he said, if it's anecdotal, but it's what he said, I don't discount it. That apparently Katie Britt is not showing up this weekend at the last minute for a big event where a lot of other candidates are going to be for runoffs. Let me go to line one, Copper, and grab that one real quick. Donna from Athens. Hey, Donna, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm great. Just listened to your program going home, and I'm a Mo Brooks supporter. I'm not going to change my decision to continue to support Mo Brooks. Very disappointed in Donald Trump. So while I was waiting to talk to you, I've been listening to all the callers. And, you know, and I think he's doing himself a disservice. I think Trump's messing up.
Well,
I'm thinking maybe some of these Democrats might get out and support Mo Brooks just to keep Katie Britt from getting in there to piss off Trump. So, hey, maybe that'll work.
There's another strategy. All the ones who voted in the primary. Yeah, that's a. I hadn't even thought of that, Donna.
That's what I was thinking about. Let's get all the Democrats to support Mo Brooks, and then that'll help him out and keep Katie Britt from getting in there. So.
Oh, Lord, this is getting deep now. All right, Donna, thanks really for the call. Deep. It really is. All right, I got time for one more call for the last break of the day. Let me go to line five real quick. Micah from Hartsel. Micah, how you doing today?
I'm well. I just wanted to say that I'm throwing my support to Mo Brooks because he's been tried and tested. He's proven himself to be a conservative leader in the state. He's never wavered. He's changed his position from time to time, but with good reason and not wavering. I believe that Katie Britt's disingenuous. Just listen to her ads. Nobody talks that way. For her to get on there and put on a performance like that, she's an actress. I don't need an actress to represent me. I need somebody that understands the politics and can get in there and fight for our conservative values, and I believe Mo's going to do that. I'm also throwing my support for Ron DeSantis. And I'm a Trumper, but you can't vote for, you know, throw your support for Mo and then turn around and dump him and play the power pole games with me. That don't work. So,
all right.
That's my take on it.
So this endorsement kind of burned you on Trump right now, huh?
It chapped my ass.
All right. Fair enough, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. Listen, we got to run to a break. I'm a little bit long on this one, but Copper, let's go ahead and take the break. We'll come right back. Wrap up our day. Oh boy. This one drew some, I don't think we had one caller today said I'm for Katie Britt, and he said I'm a moderate. I'm for Katie Britt. That's exactly what he said. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. One more break. We'll come back and wrap it up. Stay tuned. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, this whole thing with the Brit endorsement, unendorsement of Mo Brooks, you know, all of it. It's got the phones lit up. It's got my texts going. David from Huntsville just texted me. Says, in his opinion, Katie Britt will be Alabama's next Liz Cheney because of her friends in the swamp quicksand. And says she's killing us with her gas tax hikes. Anyway, that's interesting. All right, let me jump over there to line two. Bill from North Alabama. Hey, Bill. Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Man, I love your show.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted people to know that Mo Brooks is a good man. That I have an aunt that had an issue with a state entity. She tried to get in touch with everybody in the state to resolve an issue that nobody wanted to touch. Mo Brooks stepped up to the plate, and the issue was resolved, seemed like overnight.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. A responsive elected official is always a welcome thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, too. It was just a personal issue that Mo Brooks stepped up where nobody else in the state would do anything.
Wow. All right. Personal story. Thanks for that, Bill. We appreciate you. Thanks for being in the audience, too. Yes, sir.
I got one more thing.
Yeah.
Bill Jackson, he spoke once about the Lightfoot up in Chicago.
Yeah.
And every time I see her, I think of Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Love your show, Bill.
All right, man. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you. Copper, what you got up there on the board? What's your comment?
Am I the only one who thinks that everybody's just being a whiner when it comes to Britt? I mean, on Yaffe's show the other day, he had on the head of Dale Strong's campaign, and all he did was insult and bash Casey Wardinski the entire time. It's not like Katie Britt's the only one who uses attack ads and insults her opponents. So why is everybody whining about Katie Britt so much?
No, I don't think he's whining. I mean, first of all, it's going to be a big hairy deal when there's only 100 senators in the entire nation and two of them from each state, and one of those is going to be either Katie Britt or Mo Brooks. So, but I mean, I don't think anybody's talking today at all about negative campaigning. I think what they're talking about right now is just this weirdness of the endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. But in the past week and a half, the reason why everybody's been saying that they're not supporting Katie Britt is because she's been using attack ads. But don't all campaigns use attack ads?
A lot of them do. But I will say this, the prolific amount of campaign attack ads coming out of her campaign has been a bit more. And that's partly because she has the money, too.
Right.
I mean, she's got tons of money. What are you going to do with it? I mean, so, you know, if you're going at it and you got extra money, you're buying more ads. But anyway, all right, folks, this has been a good one. Lively show. Appreciate this audience as always. Bunch of right side ruffians. Hey, listen, we got plenty more where that came from tomorrow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back Copper and I at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. And we are solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all have a great night.